ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर नंबर 18। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द रेसिडेंट्स ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप ऑफर प्रेयर्स। टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। So today's verse is not like the regular verse which we can sing. So I will only recite it once and then word to word meaning we can repeat.
Ketumalepi Bhagavan Kamadeva Swarupena Lakshmiha Priyacha Kirshaya Prajapatir Duhitrunam पुत्रानां तद्वर्षपतीनां पुरुषायुषाहो रात्रपरिसंख्यानानां यासां गर्भा महापुरुष महाअस्त्रतेजसो द्वेजितमनसा विध्वस्ता व्यसवः संवत्सरान्ते विनिपतन्ति।
Word to word meaning
Ketumale, in the tract of land known as Ketumal Varsha, Api also Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Kamadeva Swarupena, in the form of Kamadev, Cupid or Pradyumna, Lakshmiha, of the goddess of fortune, Priya Chikirshaya, with the desire to bring about the satisfaction, Prajapatehe, of Prajapati, Duhitrunam, of the daughters, Putranam, of the sons, Tat Varshapatinam, the ruler of that land, Purusha Ayusha, in a human lifetime, about 100 years, Aha Ratra, the days and nights, Parisankhyananam, which equal in number, Yasam, of whom the daughters, Garbhaha, fetuses, Mahapurusha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahastra, of the great weapon, the disc, Tejasa, by the effulgence, Udvejita Manasam, whose minds were agitated, Vidvastaha, ruined, Vyasavaha, dead, Samvatsara Ante, at the end of the year, Vinipatanti, fall down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, in the tract of land called Ketumal Varsha, Lord Vishnu lives in the form of Kamadev only for the satisfaction of His devotees. These include Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the Prajapati Samvatsar, and all of Samvatsara's sons and daughters. The daughters of Prajapati are considered the controlling deities of the nights, and his sons are considered the controllers of the days. The Prajapati's offspring number 36,000, one for each day and each night in the lifetime of a human being. At the end of each year, the Prajapati's daughters become very agitated upon seeing the extremely effulgent disc of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus they all suffer miscarriages. Purport. This Kamadev, who appears as Krishna's son named Pradyumna, is Vishnu Tattva. How this is so is explained by Madhvacharya, who quotes from the Brahmanda Puran, Kamadeva Sthitam Vishnum Upaste. Although this Kamadev is Vishnu Tattva, his body is not spiritual but material. Lord Vishnu as Pradyumna or Kamadev accepts a material body, but he still acts spiritually. It does not make any difference whether he accepts a spiritual or a material body. He can act spiritually in any condition of existence. Mayavadi philosophers regard even Lord Krishna's body as material, but their opinions cannot impede the spiritual activity of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Saghrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya
Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gauratvise namaha. He Krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpati Gopesha gopika kanta Radha kanta namostute Tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the senior devotees, His Grace Bhima Prabhu, His Grace Devikinandan Prabhu, His Grace Brajhari Prabhu, and all other senior Vaishnavas as well as other devotees, so that I can render this service of giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. So here, the chapter is entitled, The Residents of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. So before I tell the background, the verse which I only sang, so it may not be very, one can sing very easily. So one devotee was describing, the slokas which come in Srimad Bhagavatam, so the sound vibration, they have such a potency, they have such a power in them that many of the diseases related to mind, they can be removed. They can be completely, they will get completely vanished just by reciting the slokas, words from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if we consider our body has so many organs, and this body has so many types of diseases. If a medical practitioner is asked, how many possible diseases are there in this body? The number may go to 150, 200 or 250, 300. But the body is a gross body, physical body. But we also have a subtle body, and the mind is part of subtle body. So it is said the subtle things are more complicated than the gross things, or subtle things are more powerful than the gross thing. So logically speaking, mind should have more number of diseases than the physical body. If the body has 200, let us say, number of diseases, mind must be having 4 or 5 times, or we don't know the exact number. So they are diseases related to mind, or they are also called as vikaras in the mind. And our medical practitioners, they do not have medicine for the mind. But Srimad Bhagavatam slokas and every word has the power to cure different diseases related to mind. So therefore we should not underestimate the power of the words which are coming in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada made this system that every day we will recite one sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Just hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam's slokas, our mind gets purified. Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagwan ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Bhaktanumanji ki. So this is a very nice thought process which we can contemplate upon. So every time we recite a sloka, we have to understand that many diseases which we ourselves do not know present in the mind, they gradually get cured. The diseases are removed. So the two chapters before, the description comes wherein Shukdev Goswami is describing to Parikshit Maharaj the descendants of Maharaj Priyavrat, and while describing those descendants, he also mentions these two, three words. He mentions Bhumandal. He also mentions Meru Parvat. So these different words he uses while describing the descendants of Maharaj Priyavrat. So immediately Parikshit Maharaj, who is very attentively hearing the speech of Shukdev Goswami, he asked these different questions. So the words which you mentioned, Bhumandal, Meru Parvat, so I want to know more about that. So this is a very complicated, both jatil, very complex things which Shukdev Goswami starts speaking, and this is the fifth canto going on. Parikshit Maharaj has only 7 days with him, and you could have said to Shukdev Goswami that I want to directly hear the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. I don't want to know about all these Bhumandala, Jambudvip, Shvadvip, Saptadvip. So many technical details are there. I don't find these things very interesting. But still, he asked these questions, and Shukdev Goswami very patiently, as if these things are present on his mental screen, without referring any book, without referring any notes, he was describing. So such was his mental ability. So there the word comes, this Bhumandal. And within this Bhumandal, it is said there are Saptadvip, 7 islands. And in each of those islands, there are different varshas. So this is similar to a country having different states, and in each state there are different districts or cities, and in each city there are different areas, and Shukdev Goswami is having all this very clearly in his mind, and he is describing to Parikshit Maharaj. So he describes in 16th chapter in the beginning. So I will read the first paragraph. While describing the character of Maharaj Priyavrat and his descendants, Shukdev Goswami also described Meru Mountain and the planetary system known as Bhumandal. Bhumandal is like a lotus flower, and its 7 islands are compared to the whirl of the lotus. The place known as Jambudvip is in the middle of that whirl. In Jambudvip there is a mountain known as Sumeru, which is made of solid gold. The height of this mountain is 84,000 yojans. So he describes all these details. So if we start analyzing about this mountain, Sumeru mountain, the height of this mountain is said to be 84,000 yojans, and 1 yojan is equal to 8 miles or approximately 12 kilometers. 1 yojan is equal to 12 kilometers, and if we convert this 84,000 yojans into kilometers, then it comes to 10,08,000 kilometers. So our human height, average height may be 5 feet or 6 feet. And the height of this mountain is said to be 10,08,000 kilometers. So just like in front of ant, if a huge elephant is standing, the ant cannot comprehend the hugeness or the size of the elephant. And the ant may remain in ignorance and without even acknowledging the existence of this elephant. But that is because of the ant's limitation. The ant cannot understand the existence of a huge animal like elephant. So just like the ant's position is like that, so our position is also similar as compared to what knowledge Sukadeva Goswami is giving. So such a huge mountain and we are so tiny, we cannot comprehend these things. So this surely tests our faith in the Vedic scriptures. And if we don't have full faith in the Vedic scriptures, then naturally we will start doubting. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Ashraddhadhana purushaha dharmasyasya parantava apraapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Ashraddhadhana, one who doesn't have faith, dharmasyasya parantava. In this transcendental knowledge, if somebody doesn't have faith, apraapyamam, that person cannot achieve me. Apraapyamam nivartante, he will come back. Mrityu samsara vartmani, in this material world he will again fall down. So in order to develop our faith gradually upon the personality of Godhead and His different energies, many times we read on the backside of many vehicles, God is great. But how much great He is, that is not described. So it is like forced surrender. God is great, therefore you surrender. So that kind of artificial surrender will not last for long. So when one understands the greatness of the Lord, then his surrender will be wholehearted. Sarva bhavena bharata. So many places Lord uses this word. Tameva sharanam gaccha sarva bhavena bharata. Tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsasi shashvatam. So, the important point is, in order to develop this wholehearted surrender, we need to understand these details also. And at our particular stage, we may not be able to comprehend all these details fully. So this is exactly like a student who is studying in second standard or third standard. He is learning mathematics, and a person who has done his PhD in mathematics. So both are studying mathematics, but the understanding of the subject for the student studying in second standard is different than the understanding of the person who is pursuing his PhD. So the subject matter or the title of the subject is same, but the understanding is different. Or another example, when a student passes out his 10th standard and goes in 11th standard. So that time, first time he studies this subject physics, and in that subject he hears very new terminologies, very new words, new terminology like gravitational pull, inertia, acceleration, jerk, magnetic field, very new words he hears. So the student who does not have patience to study and understand this subject properly, after hearing these big words in the initial few classes, he loses his confidence. And he starts thinking that this subject matter is too difficult for me. I cannot study it. I cannot understand it. So better let me change my stream. From science stream, I will go to art stream. And many students, they do that. Because they don't remain very determined that I will study the books related to this book. I will hear the classes of this teacher repeatedly. I will discuss with my other classmates to understand this subject. So immediately the student cannot understand the full subject matter at the beginning of the year. But he has to be patient. He has to regularly go and attend the classes, ask questions to the teacher, discuss with his other friends, and then his understanding of that subject will become more clear. So similarly, in spiritual subject matters also, many concepts, many things mentioned in the scriptures, immediately we may not be able to understand. So we should not become very fearful and start thinking that I cannot believe this, I cannot believe this, so let me not practice this process. Let me go away. This subject, whatever things are mentioned, they are too mind-boggling. They are very, very high funda. I cannot understand. But just like the student, he remains patient. He keeps his patience and then he understands, he studies the subject matter personally. Swadhyaya he does. And then his understanding becomes more clear. So similarly here, we find that Shukdeva Goswami is speaking. So he is speaking about now another varsha, Ketumal varsha. So in this Ketumal varsha, he is describing that Lord lives in the form of Kamadev. So this Kamadev is nothing but Pradyumna. And the Lord resides in that planet only for the satisfaction of devotees. And three devotees are mentioned here. Lakshmiji, then Prajapati Samvatsar, and all the Samvatsara's sons and daughters. For these three categories of devotees, Lord lives in that varsha, Ketumal varsha. So here the word Prajapati, just like the word Rashtrapati. Rashtra means the country, and Pati means one who gives protection and one who sees to the increment of the boundaries of that country. Expansion and protection, that is the job of Rashtrapati. So here the Prajapati means he has to give protection to the Praja and also see to it that the Praja increases, the population increases. So this word Prajapati, or just like Senapati. Sena means the people in his army. He gives protection and he increases. So the Prajapati is Samvatsar. So his sons and daughters, so they are the presiding deities. Kamadeva Swarupena. So in the form of Kamadev, Lord resides there. Priya Chikirshaya, and just for the satisfaction of his devotees. Prajapatir. So his job is to increase the population. And the translation mentions there are 36,000. Prajapati has 36,000 offspring, and one for each day and each night in the lifetime of a human being. So in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning, the Kamadev mentioned in this verse is Lord Krishna's son named Pradyumna, and he is Vishnu Tattva. So Lord Krishna and Rukmini Devi, from them Pradyumna came. And Pradyumna's beauty was very unique, and therefore his son Aniruddha's beauty was also very unique. And we read in Krishna book, Banasura's daughter Usha, he gets attracted to Aniruddha. She gets attracted to Aniruddha, and then afterwards they get married, and there was There is a battle between Krishna and Banasura. So here the point which Prabhupada is mentioning, Pradyumna is Vishnu Tattva and quoting Madhvacharya from Brahmand Puran, Prabhupada is explaining that the Kamadev or Pradyumna mentioned in this particular verse, his special feature is his body is not spiritual but material. Many times some devotees, they ask this question, that in Krishna Lila all the Vrajavasis, they were having material body or spiritual body. In this particular incarnation, Lord is having material body or spiritual body. So this question may in the initial stages appear very threatening, faith testing or very important, but Prabhupada is clarifying here. Lord Vishnu as Pradyumna or Kamadev accepts a material body, but he still acts spiritually. Which body, material or spiritual, is not important, but his activities are more important. And from the activities of that person, we can judge whether he is under the influence of Mahamaya or whether he is under the influence of Yogamaya. The body itself is made up of either matter or spirit, or material or spiritual, is not important from one perspective. And from the perspective of the Lord, from his perspective, there is nothing material. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Daivi Hesha Gunamai. Daivi means divine energy of mind. From his perspective, there is nothing material. But from our perspective, some object is material and some is spiritual. Prabhupada often gives the example of an electrical engineer. He can use electricity to either manufacture a refrigerator which will be used to reduce the temperature, and he can use the electricity to manufacture a heater to increase the temperature of particular substance. So one may ask, whether the electricity is hot or cold. So it is up to the usage of the electrical engineer. So ordinary electrical engineer can manipulate this energy according to his choice. Then what to speak of the Supreme Lord? He can convert matter into spirit and spirit into matter at any way he desires. So therefore here it is mentioned, Lord Vishnu as Pradyumna or Kamadev accepts a material body, but he still acts spiritually. It does not make any difference whether he accepts a spiritual or a material body. So similarly, the different devotees and the incarnations of the Lord, we can understand this principle. The activities are more important. So when we are always in the spiritual atmosphere, then the material qualities, they are completely burnt out. Another example Prabhupada gives is an iron rod which is kept in the furnace for a long time. When it is outside, its color is black, and when it is inside the furnace, it becomes red hot. Its color and its ability to influence any other object which it comes in contact with. So that ability also changes. So regarding Pradyumna's activity, here it is mentioned, he still acts spiritually. So how his activities are spiritual, superhuman, alaukik? So one example I would like to give. So in Krishna book, one story comes that when Lord Krishna kidnapped Rukmini Devi, so while kidnapping, Shishupal and his friends were coming on the way and they were trying to stop Krishna. So Krishna fought with them and then he defeated all of them and then took Rukmini Devi to Dwarka. So in that fight, one of Shishupal's friends, his name is Shalva. So Shalva becomes very angry that Krishna has very unfair way, or in a forceful way, he has kidnapped Rukmini Devi. And we wanted to marry, and my friend wanted to marry with Rukmini Devi, but Krishna has defeated all our plans. So in front of all the assembled other kings, Shalva makes a vow, shapat, that I will make sure that not even one Yaduvamshi remains on this planet earth. I will kill all the Yaduvamshis, all the descendants of Yadu or Lord Krishna's family. So in order to do this, he starts performing austerities to please Lord Shiva. And his austerities consist of fasting and meditating on Lord Shiva. And during those fasts, he used to just take one fistful of ash, rak. Only one fistful of ash he used to take. And like this, he continued his tapasya for 1 year. Although Lord Shiva is said to be Ashutosh, but he still made Shalva do this tapasya for 1 year. And then Lord Shiva, as if a formality, now this person has done, he has paid the price, therefore I have to appear in front of him. Not because he was pleased. Just like a customer goes to the shop and then he pays the price and then shopkeeper has to give. Whether he is pleased to give or no, that is a different thing. So Lord Shiva comes in front of Shalva, and then Shalva immediately asks that I want an airplane. I want a Viman which is very mystical and which I can use to especially attack Dwarka. And using that Viman, I will be able to kill all the descendants of Lord Krishna. So Lord Shiva grants that boon and then he gets that Viman. And then immediately Shalva, using that Viman, he goes to Dwarka and starts destroying various parts of that city. And Lord Krishna was not present at that time in Dwarka. He was in Hastinapur. The Rajasuya sacrifice was over. And then because of Yudhishthira Maharaja's request, Lord Krishna was staying in Hastinapur for some more time. And taking advantage of that situation, here Shalva attacks Dwarka. And that time only Pradyumna was present in Dwarka. So Pradyumna, he prepares his chariot and then he single-handedly fights against this Shalva. And it is said for many days, I think 27 days, that battle goes on. And Pradyumna, he exhibits his superhuman power by killing so many people in the army of Shalva, and especially the Shalva's senapati, Duman. So this brief story I told just to mention that Pradyumna, he still acts spiritually. His superhuman activities show that he is in Vishnu Tattva still. And in the last line of this purport, Prabhupada mentions, Mayavadi philosophers regard even Lord Krishna's body as material, but their opinions cannot impede the spiritual activity of the Lord. Even the Mayavadis, they consider Lord Krishna's body as material, but when they know the activities of the Lord, then they accept spiritual aspect of Lord's personality. Even they consider Lord's body to be material. So in today's verse we learn this lesson that the things which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, immediately we may not be able to understand, but we have to remain patient. We have to
keep attending classes, you have to keep reading Srimad Bhagavatam, keep discussing with other devotees. And then when our consciousness rises gradually, then we'll be able to understand things which right now we cannot understand. We should not leave the process in between. We should continue on. And the second aspect that Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that the activities are more important than the person's physical appearance or constituents of his physical body. So to the degree to which we remain in the spiritual atmosphere, spiritually vibrant atmosphere, to that degree, even our material aspects, propensities and habits, they go away. And then even with the Lord's body, how it is to that he explains. So I stop here. If there are any comments, corrections, or any, if somebody has, they can, especially Devgindan Prabhu and Braj Hari Prabhu. So otherwise we'll stop here. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, jai.